I'm Danka Kowalski, born 46. It means that in 1968, I was 21, March, and I was student of a fine arts school in Warsaw. And on 8 March was we had students organize a big demonstration because few of the other students were put in prison, and we demonstrated for freeing them, for letting them go. And there was a lot of police, and partly in a civil, not in a uniforms, but looking like a regular workers, but they had weapons with them, and they had the main name for this, to beat people, kind of and this was looked like a rubber, it was rubber around, and it was metal inside, so it was very painful if they hit somebody with this button, it's called now. And so there were several thousand of students at the university, which is across the street next to the fine arts school, and they started to attack us, and very violently. So this was terrible, because they were special policies, they were not regular, it was not regular police, it was kind of a special police, and they had, I heard it later, that they had a special shoes with the metal points on the top, people who were lying on the floor, on the earth, it was still cold, they were kicking them, and girls and boys as well, you know, women, and it was terrible. I haven't seen anybody behaving like this in my life before, so this was a shock for me, really shock. And because they were beating people who were lying on the floor, all on the street, and there were other people who passing by, they were stopping and screaming, you know, Gestapo, Gestapo, because in Poland, Gestapo, it means just the worst, you know. And student of fine arts academy, we ran away to our school, which is just across the street, as I told. And we closed the entrance doors, but they attacked us as well. So, this was kind of a rather funny thing, because somebody took a fire extinguisher or something like this called, and started it, and they were slipping down the steps because it was so wet. Anyway, no, this was, but then they started to arrest students of Jewish origin and coming nights. And because this, so I stopped to stay, to sleep home, and went to stay with the friends of my parents, and saw in TV demonstration of 100,000 people who were workers, with transparents telling, you know, this against students should study, and they were very anti-Semitic as well, because the government told that those were Jewish students who stayed behind it. And actually, they were attacking our parents who were communists, not us. But so I knew that they will come and get us, me and my twin brother, who was active on technical high school, polytechnic. So we didn't sleep home anymore. And then a few days later, I left Poland, because I had a possibility to go to Yugoslavia. Those days was still Yugoslavia. And I knew my parents, and I didn't tell my parents that I will not come back. They thought I will go there just for a few weeks just to stay so long there, the danger time, and be back. That was for sure. So I didn't tell them that I will not be back. And I knew those days, I will not be back. I will try to get to Western countries. So it was pretty dramatic. And this was a shock of my life. Being in Yugoslavia, something like 3 weeks, I lost 8 kilos because I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't keep food. When I saw somebody in uniform, I was getting sick. So this was kind of a, and I knew that I cannot stay in Poland, I cannot live in Poland. So this is had for my life a very, very big consequences. And I knew that one has to be, to get politically active. One has to, because this kind of system you have to change. So, but then at the same time I thought, as a Jewish person, maybe I am not right for changing Poland. This was a different way of thinking, because few friends of mine stayed and they became very active in the politics. But they went to the prison for years. It was not this kind of, it was not fun. It was very serious those days there with the system. But in the end, the system changed. And now we have a just very, let's tell, from one hand, it's very opposite because it's very right government. From the other hand, it's the same because it's undemocratic. Okay, this is like this. Mm-hmm.